kind of probably a weird answer, but I'm getting to the age where I think nostalgia is just really creeping up on me in a way that I think happens to every generation, where you start thinking about the era in which you grew up as the best era. And so I've been really getting into just connecting with my past and how I grew up over the last 2 years. And as an Alberta boy, country music was my foundation. And it was the music that I grew up on. And it felt like the best choice possible if I was going to be doing something solo.
I was going to ask, have you always had a love for country music? But clearly so. So who are some artists that you've kind of taken inspiration from?
It's a great question. I would say Dolly Parton is one. And I'm not going to lie, I spent like hours and hours watching the Ken Burns documentary on country music, because I thought it would be good to kind of know more than just my own upbringing. And it's remarkable how many people in country music were at the time told they didn't fit country music. So with Dolly Parton, seeing how she kind of broke out on the Porter Wagoner show and then had to make her own decisions and just sort of make a separation between what had gotten her success at the start and then going her own way, is one that I found very inspirational. And there's countless artists like that, Chet Atkins as well, and just people who kind of were always willing to do their own thing and then hope that people came around.
Do you notice a difference between the pop music industry and the country music industry at all?
Oh, that's a loaded question, but the answer is yes. I mean, without getting into too many details, it definitely feels a lot more collaborative. Now, I'm not going to lie, I'm obviously only weeks into releasing music in this industry, but the amount of people who have come forward to say how much they support it, honestly, it has been better than I ever could have imagined. I do feel like the pop music industry feels to me way more concerned with things that make the songs themselves secondary. And that, I mean, I'm a pop music artist. I always have been. I got my break from a reality TV show, so I'm not a purist in any sense. But I do still think that songs matter more than anything else. And I feel like over the last few years, pop has felt like that. It sort of comes secondary, like I said.
And speaking of songs, you have a new one that was released earlier called Pour a Little My Way. So you can tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't reinventing the wheel on this one. This is about getting together with friends and reminiscing on the good times. And as simple a concept as that is, I think it's one that every single person in this world can relate to. When you get together and tell stories, and sometimes best friends have different versions of how the stories actually played out, but that's what makes telling them so fun.
Of course, Delta Suite is new, but do you have anything that you want to do with Delta Suite for the year coming up?
Absolutely. So I've already started working on some follow-up stuff. I had my first experience recording with some hired players in the country scene. I'm really excited to just work on follow-up music.
And then at the end of my interviews, I have 4 rapid-fire questions. So I just need you to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, first one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Rehab, Amy Winehouse.
Nice. Okay. Who would play you in a movie?
Goodness. I'm going to say, I just posted on my story the other day that someone said I look like Haley Joel Osment now, which I didn't think was very flattering, but let's just go with him.
Okay, good. Do you have an autograph from anyone? And if not, who would you like to get one from?
Well, I have a million of the old Oilers. Yeah. I would say, I am that cliche where I'm not as starstruck with musicians, but athletes, I love them.
Oh, 100%. Are you watching Game 1 tonight?
Oh, you better believe it.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to switch around my questions. Do you have an Oilers jersey, and who's on the back if you do?
I do. I have a Jordan Eberle jersey. He was my favorite player on the Oilers in the years where they were absolutely horrific. I just always loved Jordan Eberle, and I wish they brought him back.
Awesome. And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
The Delta Suite on Instagram. As you can probably tell, Delta Suite, the handle is taken. And then Delta Suite Music everywhere else.